we all hear me clearly? It's faint outside, right? If you can hear me outside, can you shout amen? No, I said outside. See the problem? If you are with me outside, you can hear me loud and clear. Can you shout amen? Grace of God. What's happening? Please, I want to apologize for coming this late. We just finished from a meeting. I thought I would be able to, you know, run through that place and come here quickly. But unfortunately, we had some delays, and I'm sorry I've come in a bit late. Can we bow our heads wherever we are? Cry to God for an encounter. Holy Ghost, I came to look for you. I came to seek you. It is unto you alone. Unto you alone. God's presence. You are in me, Lord. I'm in you, Lord. I know there's more. There is a level of vanity that has plagued us as a generation. Vanity that has eaten us down to the core of our souls. Please be seated. It has become a culture. It has become a way of life. Vanity at every level. There are various installations, various technological devices, all in a bid to continue, you know, to give strength to that culture of vanity. Too many things have been edited by the same idea of vanity. So even success, vanity has its own definition of what success should be. And if you are not careful, you will be roped in the midst of this concept, this culture of vanity. And let me tell you one truth. It's a very thin line between vanity and spirituality. You will not know. You won't know when you have become vain. When a Christian, a tongue-speaking Christian, full of the Holy Ghost, and an unbeliever, their ambition is the same thing. No difference. When you bring two of them and you interact with them, the end they are seeking is the same thing. A house, a car, a marriage. Don't pretend this night, and don't pretend like you want something that you know you don't want. Too many of us, you need to take 1 minute now, retreat into your soul. Go and check the things that are most prized there. You will find what culture you have been running by. Vanity is reigning by the day. It's hard. It's very hard. It's very hard to read the Bible and expect to see proofs of what was contained in that scripture in our own generation. First, from the kind of people we call Christians, down to the people we now call believers, those who are advancing the cause of this great kingdom. Oh, what is the ambition of a pastor? What is he looking for? What was the reason why he even put his hand to the plow in the first place? It's vanity. Vanity. Too many. And when he tarries there for some time and he does not see what brought him, he begins to cry to God and say, "But this was not what you promised me." Mind you, there were people who knew why they went there. It was the bankruptcy of the soul of mankind. They went there in order to stop the soul from falling into perpetual condemnation of hell. But the average carnal man, ministry is a means to an end, and the end is himself. You are here, you are listening to me now, and you are pretending. Your cry, your prayer point, go and check it. Use it as a test. You will also know whether you are part of this culture of vanity. A vain man, everything he prays for is me, myself, and I. Everything is connected to him. You know, the burden in my heart now, there's so much fakeness. So much fakeness. You don't even know what is real anymore. Including spirituality. There is a fake spirituality now. It's raining. It is so popular. You will come out, you have found a way to dress the way spiritual men dress. Find one or two vocabularies to help you speak like spiritual men. But only you know in your soul that God does not know you. It has been a long time Jesus spoke to you, and you are not bothered because you are in the culture of vanity. Vanity is like is a prison, but it appears to be like a city. It attracts people. Once they enter, it cages them forever. It eats their soul. A man who is in that culture of vanity, one of the things he will not realize is that he's living for himself. Everything he's doing is about his God, is his belly. There's a large chunk of believers, a large group in Christendom, who actually have no business about God's will, about God's burdens, about God's kingdom. Everything they need from God is what God can do for them. And there are many pulpits helping that kind of nature to continue. Hey, we come together before we open God's heart and say, "This is the will of God." I see somebody having a car in the next 2 days, and the amen can deaf the ear. I see house, I see husband, I see wife. You have received wife, received husband, received car, received job, and you turn and your soul is unchecked. What shall it profit a man? Let's assume he's able to gain the whole world, and they juxtapose that kind of achievement versus his soul. They say, it's a loss. My biggest pain is to women, ladies. When I see what they are turning them into, it is a planned work. It cannot be coincidence. They are changing you by the day. You will not even believe you are beautiful until you adopt a pattern. There is something, if you cannot come and join them on that camp,
they are trying to set the standard for almost everything.
And how can we call ourselves Christians and our reference is the world? You don't feel beautiful until the length of your hair is a particular length. You don't feel beautiful until your skin tone is a particular tone. And so they bring all kinds of projects. Hey! There is a beauty called the beauty of holiness. It irradiates from inside. You just know I'm complete in Him. You see that type? Hey! If you meet a person who have found love first, because they have found who they are in Christ, so it measures for them a sense of confidence. The average lady is insecure, and her soul has been plagued with various layers of satanic projects. Now there are apps, all kinds of apps coming out by the day. Every picture you have on your social media account, you know none of those pictures is the real you. Snap, you carry one something here, put by your eye, you change. Calm down, relax. If you continue on this path, if you continue on this, you don't know what I'm trying to teach you this night. If you continue on this path, a time will come you will be so conscious, but you will only be conscious of yourself. You don't know why Satan is on the case of women. When a woman loves Jesus, it's different. There were generations where he didn't pay attention on them, and he regretted it badly. So the focus now, our young girls. Sometimes when I see what Satan does with some of you, I weep. The burden to bring a godly seed and raise a godly generation is on your shoulder. Is on your shoulder. You like this. And the knowledge of the Holy One is far from you. Don't know the Holy One. How can you instruct another as regarding Him? The 24 hours is being contended for. How many hours does she even have to reflect upon eternal things? The pressure is from every corner. Many demons are active about their project. They know. They just want to make sure that your heart is drawn across many fronts. You cannot focus again on the things of He that sent you. So your youth is no longer a time to touch the hallowed bread of God. The youth of the average lady is a time for lasciviousness and vanity. I don't think if we continue like this, we'll have mothers who can raise a generation. What is the burden of the average young girl? Does it not trouble you that as you are keeping your ears on the ground and you are seeing various captains rising from different territories to defend the integrity of God in their space, why are you not hearing of ladies rising? Does it not bother you? Now when they come to the north, When the camp of alien army measures their interest into the north, God will raise a standard. Those standards are the men who name the name of the Lord. They will run to protect the integrity of their space. When you see those fighting, you will not find any Deborah among them. Because Satan kept them in all kinds of pleasure. Pleasure. How many likes? How many views? How many people? What is happening? When was the last time did you see an accurate apostolic ministry burning with holy fire? And it was a woman who was pushing it. It drowns them early. Before you know, the last time you hear about them was maybe on campus when they were Bible study secretary. Oh. Awake. If you don't know when the Lord will fight against Merok, it will be a convergence of Barak, Deborah, and Issachar. We will need you in that field if we must win. The challenge is that Issachar and Barak met. There was no Deborah. No Deborah. So we will fight, we will win. But in our lifetime, Satan will reclaim the ground that we conquered because we did not raise another generation. And the people who should raise another generation is the Deborahs. They are warriors, so they were teaching another generation the way of war.
See what you are doing now. Your interest is to dye the hair of an innocent child. Instead of teaching him memory verse, instead of putting scripture in that head, you are putting jail. You are putting jail. I don't know what is going on. Jesus will have to wake some people up and say, go back to your first law. I literally travel across, this nation on a weekly basis. Every territory I go to, I see one peculiar story. Common in all the spaces. Something intentional happened to our ladies. It is intentional. A lady start loving God small, start pressing into God. They come and say, we sense that there's a call for relationship and marriage. Relationship and marriage. See, the challenge is we don't want to look at the past so that we can address the future. Go and check matrix like Kevin Kuhlman, like Amy Semple McPherson, like Maria Woodward Eater, like Madame Bullion. You will know that we don't have that type again on ground. They are gone. They are gone. I'm hoping that tonight the cord of vanity can be broken. Is the aim of this is let something break. You enter one place where it will be like you don't care anymore. Let the world set any standard they want. Let them set any cutoff mark. Don't try to write their exam. Chapter 14, verse 19, very quickly. John 14, verse 19. Everybody, wherever you are, let's read together as loud as we can. 1, 2, go. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Listen. Jesus speaking here, he says, in a little while from now, because he was about to confront the purpose for which he came into time in the first place. He said, yet a little while, the world will not see me anymore. But he made it clear that it is only the world that is supposed to not see him anymore. It is only the world that is supposed to not see him anymore. Please, maybe we should say this so that it will sink. It is only the world that is supposed to not see him anymore. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Listen, but ye see me. Hey, if you want to know where you belong, check whether you can see him or not. If you can't see him, you are in the world. If you cannot see him, you are part of those people he called the world. Seeing in this context is not about contemplating on him with your organ of sight. Seeing is a consciousness. You are so conscious that he is with you. Too many of us, you can fall for any sin, you can fornicate, you can commit any kind of sin because you are not conscious. Look at what Joseph said. How can I do this great wickedness against God? In that moment, he knew that God was watching him. And your greatest area of strength in the day of temptation is who you are most conscious of. Let me ask you a question. Imagine if you are suspecting that your father is on probably the first floor and he's watching, and you feel like he's peeping through a window. And you know that you just have that consciousness that this man might be watching. Are you likely to violate any of his instruction? It's the same thing I'm trying to tell you, that it takes consciousness to walk away from some layers of temptation. You are more conscious of God than the burden for that particular sin that was brought to you. So that consciousness becomes an area of strength in your evil day. Consciousness. This is what many people don't have. Their conscience have been deadened. They don't even have koinonia, no fellowship with the Holy Ghost. So anytime anything comes, there's nothing that becomes a place they can fetch strength from. Are you conscious of him? Ah, yet a little while, and the world see me no more. But ye see me. Man is a container. The best of us, no matter who you are still a vessel. And since we are all vessels, something must fill you up. You must become a container for something. The problem here is that when you don't yield yourself for God to use you, when you don't consciously allow the Holy Ghost possess you and use your members as his own parts, one of the things you will find is that nature abhors vacuum. So you will find that the house can be swept clean. As long as it is empty, spirits will still say, we will go back to our house. If you are a lady in this house, can you bow your head in just 30 seconds and say, Holy Ghost, wake me up, set me on fire. Come out from among them and be a separate. Be a separate, touch not the unclean thing and he will be with you. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Come out from the noise. When was the last time you enjoyed fellowship again? Where it was just you and him, you and him, you and him. Everybody, I want us to read together. It is important that we read it together. One, two, go. I will not leave you comfortless. Please, say it again. I want to make sure we are all on the same page on this matter. Jesus has spoken about the Comforter. He has taken time to also establish that the Comforter will come. However, in this scripture, in John chapter 14, he began to share something quite sensitive. Verse 18 said, I will not leave you comfortless. Instead of him to continue talking about the Comforter, he decided to open it up and say, I will come to you. What it means here is that Comforter that he was speaking about is another dimension of his visitation. It is not a different person that is coming. These are the things he was trying to set by saying, how you will know that you have received the Holy Ghost is that he will not contradict anything that I have said. Because he's the same person. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Please say, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Maybe you say it again. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, the Bible made a very striking statement there from that verse. It says, Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Remember where we started our journey from? He said, yet a little while and the world see me no more, but ye shall see me. How would you see him? Is what I want to share a bit on this night. How can you see him? Everybody will now have to retreat into the temple, the meeting place that God has allocated in their spirit. That is where them and Jesus. Hey. The Holy Spirit that tabernacles in your inside is that Holy Spirit that is the Spirit of Jesus. And he has returned to you. Maybe let's read it. Let's just take a whole reading. John 14 from verse 18. Let's read it to 20 so it makes more sense. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Next verse. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me. You see how delicate it has become? He said, this is how you will see me. Me, I would reside in my Father. You will be in me, and me, I will be in you. Have you carried that consciousness? In fact, the first journey this night is, have you even received His Spirit? Listen, if that Spirit that rose up Christ from the dead, healing is very simple. Healing is a product of a Spirit that can enter you. You can decide this night that I want the Holy Ghost to live on my inside. And the moment that decision becomes binding, when the Holy Ghost enters you, His first assignment, He begins to repair His vessel. He cleans it up from every impediment. Everything that God did not plant, He begins to uproot. He begins to weed out everything. How many people will want Him to enter them this night and dwell on their inside? You know what it means to carry God? We talk about it, but experiencing it is bliss. It's beautiful. It's heaven on earth. You carry Him. You will hear noise in the night, all kinds of sound. There's a Spirit that tells you, calm down, relax. Even you don't know why you are this bold. It is a Spirit that is measuring out His character on your inside. And then every ungodly habit, ungodly attitude and tendency, He begins to live out His fruits. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. You don't have capacity to change some narrative in your life. Certain characters have become so strong that they rule over your will. And so you will need another Spirit to live out His own life. Oh, it is no longer I that live. You know how this scripture can come to pass? You will have to step out of the way and allow Him to live out through you. In that point, you have become a temple. That's all you are now. The temple has no will of its own. The reason for the temple is that something should come and worship inside. I have no will of my own. It is at that point you can now start hearing the voices inside the temple. And just in case you have not heard the voices because you are making noise, if you keep quiet, you will hear the worship going on the inside. It is at that point you will carry your bag, prepare everything, and want to travel. And from the temple, they will say, don't go anywhere today. Your biggest deliverance is inside. The clearest voice of divine direction is not from a prophet, it's inside you. Many times you never pay attention to your loudest potter of intervention. The average man doesn't want to explore his biggest potential. You carry God on your inside, yet you are looking for God in another man. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong, actually. You are a carrier of the Most High. And what you are looking for is for somebody to lay hands on your certificate. What happened to your own hand? Are you even conscious of what you carry? I know you don't like what I'm teaching this night. Let me tell you why. You know the assignment of sin? The assignment of sin is not to provoke God. I will tell you something very striking this night. The assignment of sin is not to infuriate God. Because sin in itself, the penance for sin, the price for sin has been paid in Jesus. The assignment for sin is to deaden your consciousness of God through that portal of guilt that is open. So you will no longer have the capacity to stand boldly and come before God. There is a voice continuously accusing you, making it unfit for you to stand boldly. And if you cannot advance before the throne, you can't hear His utterance. So you were living proper, living right, until the devil drew you into a particular compromise. You fell, and suddenly you wanted to go and pray. Hey, this has happened to so many people. Then you are praying, Kabbalah, Hatadosh. Then something told you, is this tongue not dry? Is it not dry? Who are you deceiving? You have lost something, my brother. You have lost. Then the brother runs and texts me and says, sir, it has happened. Please, I don't know whether you can join faith with me for God to restore me. Listen, look at me. We will need to use the imagination, because I thought I would see a bottle of water. Now, let your imaginations come alive. There's a bottle of water in this hand. There's another bottle of water here in this other hand. Both bottles are the same product, same water, same company. Now I open this bottle of water. You can all see it, right? And I turn from this bottle of water into this other container. And the water now mixed. Is there anything I can do on earth to retrieve that exact water that I took from this container to take it back? Why? Because it's the same. You know, I like this class. Listen. In salvation, the Spirit of God came and tabernacled in your spirit. So your spirit and God's spirit became one. It is the fulfillment of the scripture, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It is at that point your spirit was reborn. Now it's no longer God's spirit and your spirit. It's only one spirit now, because the two water are of the same material. They have become one inside you. But that spirit you now carry is the Spirit of God. It's because of matter like this that the scripture will look, they will check the challenge of man and they will probe it and say, what is wrong? And they will come to the conclusion that my people perish for lack of knowledge. They didn't know. You are carrying the Spirit of God on your inside. And in this kingdom, consciousness plays a big role. The Bible says a man with honor, a man with honor, I'm paraphrasing now, without knowing is like the beast of the field. So although you have been equipped with honor, the fact that you don't know, they say you are like a beast. You carry God and you are not aware. Now you are going for a screening, maybe a football screening, and you are told that football is a very diabolic field. Oh, I have met too many people. There are people that the moment their leg touch your leg, your bone will break. Oh, you didn't know? I pray for footballers a lot. If their leg just touch, the day they are coming from somewhere, you didn't come from anyway. You came as a child of Adam. They went to find their spiritual ancestry and came back after the order of spirits. And they tie something by their waist here. You came with your broad chest. Your leg and you are the best player. The best player. Do I go ahead and talk about people? See, there was a man I knew. He rubs this. He looks like eye pencil. He's black. He's on the base of his eyelashes here. Yeah? He will rub it. When he looks at you and say anything, you will say yes. Yes. Your only response that is allotted to you is yes. Follow me. Yes. Yes. This is somebody the Holy Ghost is inside, but he does not know. And so the Holy Ghost cannot help him until he becomes conscious of who he is. An eagle that continues to follow chickens, he will not know that he belongs in the air. And every day he will be looking up and admiring the creatures he sees there. He does not know that the DNA is in him. All the potential to mount up is inside him. He will continue to join men, complain, Nigeria, this night. Told you are supposed to be talking like that with them. The Holy Ghost is on your inside. He says there is a spirit in man. There is a spirit. This is the counsel of Elihu. There is a spirit. Man is not empty. How comes you have lived from just a carnal place all your life? You never fetch relevance from that economy of the spirit. That spirit that is inside you, he has an opinion too. Somebody came and said, I like you. Go and pray about it. Hey, that prayer excursion they send you to, you would have saved yourself time if you enter your spirit quickly. Just go there. As you are looking at him, your spirit will give you a report card. We don't trust him. That discernment that you can fetch from your spirit is more accurate than any advice you can get from anybody. There are things your spirit know, your brain don't know it. You will need to depend on that spirit until your brain understands why. There are people that shake hands with you with a smile on their faces, and your spirit says, no. Don't allow this one. And you don't know why. You are never comfortable about them. Until one day, maybe after 4 years, then you say, oh my God. You know what you did? You journeyed into 4 years to come and peeped into what they will do. And your spirit returned back into now and say, okay, it's called discernment. You will not find that one in your brain. It's only in your spirit. These are the kinds of technology wired into the recreated spirit. These are the things sitting on your inside, but you never use it. Sometimes you are crying and the Holy Ghost is saying, oh God, clean these tears before we deal with you now. Because let me tell you what's going on. The route for wealth and creativity and inspiration, what should bring glory and wealth to you, is already flowing on your inside. And you are saying, Lord, please, who would you connect me with? Lord, send destiny helper. And the Holy Ghost says, what is happening here? The stream for wealth is here. The Bible says, ye are the light of the world. You are a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. But he says, there is this river whose stream maketh glad the city of God. If it is the city of God, the only thing that can make it glad is a river. It's a river. It's not certificate, it's a river. It's not uncle, it's a river. It's not job, it's not business, it's a river. Your gladness is a river that the stream can make you glad. You are that city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden, but if that city must be glad, there is a river whose stream maketh glad the city of God. You have ignored everything on your inside, and so the totality of your life is superficial, is outside. You are joining men now to compete, and you have an advantage way above them. You can sit down and program the next 24 hours. In the night, people are sleeping. Like God, you will make your move in the darkness. And then you too can say, let there be light. Let there be light is in the morning. Light, come and announce the things I've created. Then you walk into a day packed with breakthrough. And people say, you are lucky. I created it. I created it. We are gods. We are gods. Nothing happened to us by mistake. It is with our words, our mouth, that we are justified or we are condemned. If anything happens to you by mistake, you have not been using your mouth well. While men are sleeping, find 30 minutes, find 1 hour. My path is like a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. Everything I put my hands to do tomorrow prospers. When you begin to speak, people think you are wasting time. Wait until you see what those words are doing. Through faith, we understand that this world was formed by the words of God. Everything you see physically has been programmed by words. And if you don't speak your own words, you will collect anything that comes. God is not the only speaking spirit. Satan too is a talking spirit. Why are you quiet? Why are you quiet over your destiny? And you like playing the victim. You will now stay like this and be crying and say, if you know what I've gone through. That is a God crying. That's a God crying. And then they are looking from heaven and say, is this not one of us? Is this not part of the Elohims? And then they see you so defeated. Just say, my sister, if you know what I'm going through, get up from there and speak. The first step for God, they speak. God who calleth those things which are not, as though they were. It should not happen first before you say it. If you say it, it's a testimony. If you say it before it happened, it's a declaration. It's a decree. And thou shalt decree a thing. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet over your life. You started it, it's not working. Add words to your action. You go, they say no vacancy. Go and hide in one room. Use words to create vacancy. Many of us, Satan continues to get cheap words of defeat from us. You just say, I was there this afternoon. My brother, if you were there, you would be so discouraged like me. No, we're not together on that one. Let me tell you one truth. This year, I have seen situations turn within the space of 5 minutes. Somebody that just told you no just now, in 5 minutes' time, that was when I knew that there is a way this thing works. There is a way it works. It can be predicted.
You go without favor. They say no. Go back. Go and download favor. Come back.
Then you will know that without the help of God you are nothing. Because they looked at you with all your own certificate, all your qualifications. They say no.
Then you return with something that men cannot see.
Then the person say, I don't know why. I don't know why. I know why. I know why. I know why. Sister, don't watch your life. Don't watch your life go down the drain and be quiet like that. Satan continues to rejoice. He knows that the more he is making things to not work around you, you are getting depressed, you are getting so sad, you are getting so sorrowful, and he is waiting for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will now speak. And it is when you speak, that is when you sealed your faith. Listen, Job was going through sickness. Job was going through all kinds of bad reports. His children died one day. All his investment crashed. You know what Satan was doing? The first step Satan did was to afflict him with physical pain. So he cemented his whole body with wound. If Job was standing, he was standing on top of wound. He is in pain. If he lie down, his wound. If he sit down, his wound. When Satan has finalized physical pain, he moved into emotional pain and began to remove everything he loves from his life and was bringing the news one at a time. So some people ran and said, all your children just died. Before he finished shouting, they say, that your business, that place you put all your listing, they say it collapsed. Hey, where would you start from? With all those pain, he could not die. The devil had to speak through his wife, say, curse God. Brother, until your words participate, until your words cooperate with Satan, you will not lose. Even Jesus could not die until he said, Father, into thy hands, into thy hands. The nails was already there. They are into thy hands. I commit my spirit. It doesn't matter what Satan has spoiled in your life. If your words can be activated this night, you will regain it again. Listen. There is something I have seen. And I feel it is expedient that we address it. So many of us don't have any knowledge of our identity in God. We continue to look at ourselves from the lens, the various perspectives and worldview that the world gives to us. In fact, this is responsible for, 100% of the intimidation, the insecurity, that people battle with. There is a sense of completeness, like I said from the beginning, you have when you discover yourself in Christ. You have, at this point, you have discovered yourself in the world. Now it's time to discover yourself in Christ. When you discovered yourself in the world worked so hard to convince you that there's nothing special about you. With the world, no matter how hard you work, ABU will give you a first class chemical engineering. As your working step wanted to change, you now go and see that there are many first class waiting for you in the labor market. You are not the first. There are many copies of you. Many! In fact, some of them bear the same name as you. You will now say, how is it possible for two people to bear the same name? Okay, you are on it. Your uniqueness is in God. It is only in Him that there is an inheritance reserved for only you. When you enter that inheritance, competition ends immediately. You know, I have something. There is something I have that He gave me. I can give this mic to anybody and they will bless us. But there is a message only me can give. He gave it to me. It's my message. If you wake me up from sleep, I will still teach it. I have taught that message in different parts of the world. And in all the places, it blessed them. You are depressed because you continue to... Let me try to define depression in the context of this teaching. Depression is that deception you come into when you look at yourself. You look at yourself from your own perspective. All the reports will just be that car. Nothing is working. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 33. There's a very shocking statement there. The Bible spoke about people who through faith shut the mouth of lions detail there that was most important to me. It says, out of weakness, we're made valiant. It is okay to be weak when you start, but if you end weak, it's your fault. Because all the tools to make for your upgrade is on ground. You say, there's no support from the family. The family I came from. Who is talking about where you came from? There is a place you came from before this place. You are a Zionite. You know, many of us, you just open your eye on earth and think life started here. Hey, Jesus. When the veil closes, you will find out that man you are calling daddy is not your father. No spirit is any spirit's father. He has only been given a momentary duty to you know what we call caretaker? Tango, we're talking about temples and house. Every house has a caretaker. He is not the landlord. He's not. The landlord appoints him. It's an appointment. The caretaker has a peculiar working step. He too is a tenant. But he wants you to know that we're not the same. When people are arguing in the compound, the caretaker shows up and says, "What did they happen here?" As in an elder. One who has the gift of headship has come. If you have not lived in rented house, you will not understand what I'm and you would have missed a great wisdom. Number two, there are other arrangements they call face me, I face you. Where you can have more than 30 families living on one plot of land. Two rooms. More than 14 two rooms facing here, 14 two rooms facing here, and three toilets. So you have to wake up very early. By 6 a.m., there's already a queue. Oh, okay. You don't know that people are living like it. The thing I speak about is my first-hand experience. You will enter the restroom and somebody will start knocking immediately and say, "Who did here? What do they do? Come out!" Hey, Jesus. Start the bathroom before you pour the water on your head. Eh? Somebody said, you don't know some people, they go walk. Sometimes when you look back, you have too much to thank God for. Now, in that kind of arrangement, I went into all this discussion because I was trying to talk about a caretaker. There is a caretaker in that house. He is also a tenant. And he's most likely going to be the one that has lived longest in that space. So anytime there's a challenge, he makes reference to history. It's not so one thing and they behave and we portray and please be. Your mother, your father, they are all caretakers. Even you too, if they trust you, they will give you something to take care of. Give you a destiny to nurture. When the veil is drawn, you will realize every man will give account for himself. In that realm, when they open the books, they will not address anybody as Mama Nkechi. You are on your own. I need for somebody to tell themselves, "I know who I am." Hey, you see how you are saying it? It's that same thing that I was trying to address. I'm a child of God. God lives in me. I carry His presence. I am a God. See, I know many of you will not say it. Psalm 82, very quickly. He says, "Ye are gods." Why? All of you are children. You are children. If I'm the one that gave birth to you, God said, then you are a God. Because all of you are children of the Most High. Listen. Please, if you are with me, say amen. Outside, if the Lord is blessing you, can you shout amen? See. any time you have ever seen that particular adjective describing God's nature as most high, it is because he has designated in that same context the character and the post and the office of gods. He has made reference to gods, and he wants to establish that among gods I sit in a class of my own. So when he said ye are gods, because all of you are children of the most high what? Most high God. But I'm not the only one that is a God. If you are my child, you will be the same like me. Let me tell you some of the bounties you enjoy when you become conscious of that God nature you carry. Part of the things we see in our Father, God Almighty, He is omnipresent. That's another way to render influence. You can never be hidden. You can never be hidden. Nothing can hide you. You are a city set upon a hill. Whether it's bones you are frying, your bones will carry. The angels will be blowing trumpet about your bones. People will be gisting about bones and they don't know. Then they say, is it bones we are talking about? That is omnipresence. The reason why you are enjoying that one is not a gift. It's the natural thing of God. And any day you look at your life, you don't see those traits. You start saying, but Father, I hope you know Satan is not everywhere. Please ask the person by your side. What have you been doing? They didn't answer you back. This kind of question don't have answer. What have you been doing? For many of us, Satan has a field day always. Any day he's depressed and he wants to just, you know, indulge himself a bit, he comes and molests you. He likes the sound of your crying. Comes around and knocks you and say, move from here, and then you start rolling on the ground crying, and it gives him joy. So much joy. One of these days he will come back and meet that you have evolved. Let me tell you one truth. Your deliverance will never come by time. Your deliverance will come by stature. The same thing that has been happening will always want to happen. One day, something will change from your own end. Then it will end the story. That same thief that came, he will still come. Because, you know, if thieves come to a place and rob successfully, no hindrance. In fact, as they came, you were kneeling down and, you know, you already knelt down and pointed all the locations, you just go there, carry it, and then they still beat you with your cooperation. Chances are that anytime they become broke, suddenly something will just pop up in their mind. Why don't we go and oppress that very loyal guy again? It's Chris King here. He told me a story. A thief came to his house in the night, 1:30 a.m. And the thief, the thief does not even have inspiration. The thief now, not because the thief doesn't want the neighbors to know, because it's just a small private work he wants to do quickly. So he now knocked carefully on the guy's door, so that it will only be you in the room that will hear that knocking. So the guy now said, "Who did it?" The thief now said, "Just open the door quickly." He now said, "Who you be?" He said, "I say open, just open now." When he found out the thief was bringing his voice down, he knew that this one is not serious. This is how Satan is bullying some of you. He will just come quietly and say, "Oh, if you know, if I come inside, wait till you go inside." Don't open the door! Let me tell you one truth. See, what you are afraid of is afraid of you. In this kingdom, both side, they are just looking at who know the truth first. And you perish more when ignorance beclouds your consciousness. You don't know who you are. Why? Gods. You will go to the hospital, you will see gods on the bed. Many gods. gods that have been reduced to men. That scripture says, "But you die like men." How? You see, they're about to write jam now. There are many gods that are afraid. They are just scared. Hey, and I know more than my teachers. I have more understanding than the ancients. This is the way of God. I'm trying to draw you to a consciousness. Refuse that limitation that comes with this fallen nature. There's already an upgrade. Walk in it. Sickness cannot prosper in this body. Continue to tell yourself. Listen, sometimes you need to say it over and over and over and over again until your being begins to be a reflection of that truth. I cannot be stranded. That is the response to any time you are in a situation where something you don't know what next to do. You need to say it out quickly. I cannot be stranded. Then use tongue to support that thing you said. Suddenly you will hear a voice from behind you say, "This is the way. Walk in it." I refuse to be stranded. Let me tell you a story. I say this in all humility, and it is not a recommendation. I don't say it as a standard. During my NYC year, I was posted to Plateau State to service, and after the camp at Mangu, we were all posted. And no matter how much I prayed during that camp experience that the Lord should send me to the city, because He can see that the work He has given to me to do is for it has a peculiarity for people who are learned. And my course of study, I will not be able to release this knowledge, and I want to release this knowledge, oh God. So God knew that, okay, we are just speaking English. So, no matter how much I prayed, hey, let me add one balance. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. See, look at me now. Don't ever be deceived. As far as there is a system that men control, it's not only God that have authority in that space. Even in church posting, it's not God that is sending a particular people always to the city. And some people have always been in the bush since. There are some people that always, anytime posting come out, they are in a juicy place. That's the finger of man there. Don't be deceived. Hey! Somebody just comes with an envelope and says, "Daddy, you have been such a blessing to me." And Daddy knows, two of them know that there is not. The other day I was reading chapter 2 of that your book. And my God, I don't know how God gave wisdom to men like this. Till now I cannot digest. It's a hard bone to chew. Then Daddy smiles like this, and he keeps the envelope and says, "This is my gesture of gratitude. I don't know where I would be without you." Guess what? The next posting. Daddy says, "This one that is grateful, this one that knows our capacity in the spirit, I hear the Lord said, we should send him to Gargi." There's another person burning in the Holy Ghost, souls upon souls pouring in their numbers. Oh boy, he did not come to put something on the feet of the apostles. Guess what? We heard the Lord. He said, "Go in this dynamite. You are an apostle to hard grounds. Your mission is to break stony crowns and plant the flag of Jesus. Your kinds are few." Then, no one still like this. And every day they meet in Congress, you will see someone so fresh and someone malnourished. That's the finger of man. It's not God. I have said this thing to continue my story. So, by the finger of man, they posted me to an area called Barking Ladi. You heard the name, but nobody wants to go there. And that was in 2017. So it was the point where the clash between farmers and herdsmen were at its peak. And Barking Ladi was the hot zone. So I began to bring strong reasons to God. I said, "You know that you can see the news, the things happening. And wisdom is profitable to direct. So, since it has happened like this, early morning, please if you are with me, say amen. Early morning the next day, all of my mates that they sent all of us to Barking Ladi, we were sorrowful in the bus as they were driving us to the local government. It was like a 7 hours trip. So when we came out, our back was paining us more. When I looked at the core members I found there who were actively on ground, they wanted to encourage us with a motivational talk. It now added more sorrow to my heart. The motivation was that they brought one copper who became a successful Irish potato farmer in the Barking Ladi. And he said, this is a great opportunity for you guys, because those in the city, they will not have access to the kind of agricultural. In my mind, I said, look, please, let's be guided here. Let's be guided. So I harvest how many bags of Irish potato. As he was talking, I was seeing the impact of the kind of water he has been drinking. You know, it discolors the teeth. I saw the shirt he was wearing that he thought it was white. You know, when you wash your white with your own kind of water for a long time, you will not know that it's not white again until you now come to the city where people are wearing white. Then you will now realize you have been wearing cream since. So I looked at my white and I saw his cream and I saw his teeth. I was seeing many teeth. I said, this means this can be me in 6 months, 7 months time. I will look exactly like. No. In that night, while men slept, I arranged my bag. That was in NCCF family house. I arranged my bag. Then I used the next 4 hours of darkness to aggressively declare what I want for my next day. Ah, it was a difficult task. That you as a copper, you will abandon your PPA, your local government, and go to the city, to the secretariat, to the state coordinator's office. It was the kind of tax of Esther. So I said, Lord, I receive favor. I was praying in tongues. I didn't want the Holy Ghost to tell me his will. So I kept the tongue loud so that I will not hear anything. I stayed on that prayer until a victory note entered my heart. Hey, you know when you touch victory, a joy will just enter you on that matter. I stopped. Early morning the next day, before they started NCCF family house morning devotion, I escaped. I left a note on the small pillow that was the family house. I'm coming just now. Took that same trip. There with my bag, asked where is the state secretariat. I located it. I got there in the afternoon. I just went and sat down in front of the state coordinator's office with that stress and frustration. I sat down there sweating. I knew nobody would answer me, so I sat there. People continued to pass me. They were going to close by 4 p.m. By 3:30, one woman was passing like this. She now stopped and turned and said, my son, as soon as I heard my son, oh, I knew this is the person I came to wait for since. This is the person my prayer packaged. My son, what is the problem? Ah. Me too, I said, mommy. Many of you, listen, don't laugh now, stay with me. Many of you, you don't know how to play your own role in the script of breakthrough. Eh? Your helper came, your pride now closed the door. Somebody that God sent to help you, you are now competing with the person. The person says, let me pay. You say, no, don't worry. Come on now, it's nothing now. Eh? You that God just wanted somebody to look at you and take a liking for you and then put them under pressure to do you well. You are now asking them, how much did you say you need again? You know, the fake life, it has cheated too many people. Hey, you go and carry your last card. Heaven and earth. That's the money. That's what they call that kind of money. Between heaven and earth, that's all you have. No, and carry it and buy one suit. And your helper knows, because that is his own realm. He knows how much that suit is. So he now looks at you. See, this guy is wearing a suit of 220. No, he's a big boy. That, you see, that is a big boy. That story that angels planned, many effort was put to make you and him meet. You have closed it with your fake suit. Don't pretend in this life. Don't pretend. The way God will help you, the only way that help can locate you is when you come as you are. Just come. Come. Some of you ladies, you're lie too much. Finally, now the brother say, "Can we see?" Now you are afraid, because you know if you see the real you, it's not what he has been seeing online. I have heard cases of people who came and walked past the person that they are supposed to meet. They walk past the person and was still making call and say, "Where are you?" I said, "Mommy, they sent me to back in London." She said, "Go now," because they are used to that kind of case. I said, "No, ma, please, ma, I can't go back there." She said, "Oh, you have reported here already." I say, "Yes." She said, "What are you doing here? Go back." I said, "Mommy, I can't go back there." When she saw my resolve, I said, "There is so much crisis in that space." She said, "But there are coppers there." I said, "Yes. Oh, I don't have peace about it." Then, when I said peace, the woman now looked at me. I said, "So what do you want me to do for you?" I said, "Anything." You need to know the language of the person who is begging me. Somebody asks you, "What can I do for you?" You now say, "Well, I don't know if I heard you have 2 cars." Anything. Who was with me recently that somebody did a little work on my car? Not a work, they helped me fix one sticker that came out. The money for that thing is supposed to be 15 naira. The brother looked at my eye and said, "Give me anything you like." Hey, I knew this one is wise. The 15 naira that was legitimate became heavy in my hand. I said, no, why did you cheat me like this? I gave him 500, right? Take. Because he knows the language of transactions. Give me anything. When you come to God, don't say, "Do one like this, do one like this." Say, "Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will. As you are saying thy will, God will now go and check your heart and see that what you are even looking for is 5. In his will, he wants to show you that your heart is too small. God will say, "What do you want?" to Solomon. Solomon will say, "Who am I? Who am I?" You, if they ask you that question, you will say, can I put it in writing? Solomon said, "Your people are great. I'm a small boy. Who am I? I don't even have wisdom to lead them." And heaven were watching somebody with the right vocabulary of transaction. Angels were smiling. They know this one is about to touch God's heart. This is how you chop God. Say, "Who am I?" Hey, God said, "Because you did not ask for the heads of your enemy, you didn't ask for long life. You didn't ask for wealth. Everything you didn't ask for, I will give to you. And I will give you something you don't know that you need." Hi. Kai. The woman looked at me and said, "Follow me." Guess where they were taking me to? The state ICT office. They want to go and print a new letter for me. When we entered there and I stood there, it took me a while to realize that I am in a miracle moment. This is aggressive outcome. It's not something that happened, just imagine if I stayed in Barkinladi and I began to look for a plot for my Irish. I've not finished the story. So they printed a fresh posting letter. And she asked me that, where do you want to be posted to? Hey, if they ever ask you that question, let me teach you how to answer it. I said, Mommy, you are the one that is here. Send me to any place that you know I will not have problem. Hey, she now still like this. She said there's one organization that is by the GRA. My fellow core members who are following me online, they will testify of the thing I'm sharing now. I believe I was the only core member. My accommodation had AC and DSTV. Wait, see. The only thing I went to that place with was my clothes. The bed sheets. I had three changes of bed sheets. The room was dressed. There's a cleaner that comes to clean every time I step out in the morning. I have free lunch every day. Hey. And you know, Jaws is cold. So there's a constant water heater. So when I go to my BPA, finish, come back by 12:01, I on the DSTV. And then I carry my phone and call the brethren at Barkin Ladi. Refuse to accept if anything go wrong always that it is God. Sometimes it's not God. Sometimes it's the finger of man. And sometimes it will require violence to possess what is your own. That day, there are nights I get up in my BPA in Jos and I continue to ask myself, what if I accepted that faith? There are things you say no to. You don't like it. Say no! I don't want sick. You are sick. Somebody is trying to convince you that, you know, fever is a normal thing. Malaria is in the blood of every West African person. It's in the blood of it. Eh? No! No! I called them. When I called them, I told them that note I left, that I'm coming just now. I will not be coming again. They say, what did happen? Because we became quick friends through sorrow in the bus. The bus that was conveying us to Barkin Ladi. So we introduced ourselves quickly. So boy, waiting your name now. Acquaintance in sorrow is a quick walk. You will not want to know much about the person. Just basic his name, and you are also in the sorrow. So please. So I called one of the guys. I said, I will not be coming back. He said, what happened? I said, I went to the state coordinator's office, and somebody changed my posting. Guess what? The next day, more than five of them gathered. They gathered and chattered a car and were rushing with speed to the state capital. The speed that they came with, that was the same speed. The same speed. They say, if you don't report back, so they wanted to, you know, fear men. They wanted to spoil my own because it's not a unique thing. All of us have it. It's the Adamic nature. Have you ever taken your light and you went outside to go and check whether your neighbor have light? That is the same thing. That you are one of them. The only way you have peace is if everybody is in darkness. And you now say, thank God. Thank God. You come out and by mistake you see brightness in your neighbor's place. You now stay like this. Say, waiting they happen here. Junior, go check the other street. You want to let everybody must be in this team. That one is Adam. It's Adam. You got it from Adam. So the boy is not there saying, what about Eva? How can, what about it was there I knew that even with men, we will show mercy to whom we will show mercy. They refused to record my case. The guys were saying that they know me, that there's somewhere that they did it for. Because I refused to accept that condition. Somebody here must refuse something that has, you don't like it, it's not what you are, you know it, yet you are beginning to accommodate it and say, maybe we'll just die and go to heaven. Yeah? Refuse. My story will not end like this. My life is a product of many decisions I refused about. There were things that life tried to throw at me to convince me that it's normal. I should look around the people around me. I refuse. The Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable. Although there was honor around him, the Bible says, but he was seeing that constantly his life was retrograding. And he says, what is going on? One day he went into court sessions with God. He says, oh, that thou would change my course. You know what it means to change course? Course is like a direction. Course is like a direction your life is going. Oh, that you can change the direction of this life. I don't like where it's heading to. Oh, that thou would change my course and bless me. Somebody will go to court this night. Go to court this night. Don't just, you are a God already. Yet Satan continues to convince you that a situation and circumstance. Somebody also will carry that medical report and say sickness cannot prosper in this body. I am a God. If this spirit that rose up Christ from the dead can dwell in your mortal body. I don't know why you have embraced captivity. I don't know why you have embraced sickness. I don't know why you have embraced stagnation. My story will not continue like this. I refuse. I will not beg forever. I will not beg forever. I will not beg forever. I refuse to be at the mercy of men. My curse is different. My curse is different. Are you talking to God? Oh, that thou will change my course. Oh, that thou will bless me. I cannot be sick. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. I shall not die. Hey. I shall not die. I refuse to fail. I am not a failure. I am not a failure. I will not die a prisoner. I will not die a prisoner. The chain of lust, it will not keep me bound forever. I rebel, I rebel. I rebel against captivity. I know who I am. Hey. I am a child of God. Yeah, God. All of you are children of the Most
It's a new season. It's a new era. It's a new dimension. Pray your way into the new. This old man dies tonight. This old man dies tonight. A new me will rise.
Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Yes, out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the hand of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
There is none that calleth upon thy name, none that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. I don't know whether you stir yourself this night so that you can take hold of God. None that stirreth himself, none that stirreth himself to take hold of thee.
Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Some of you will step aside. You will step aside so that the Holy Ghost can take over. You have been living. You have been living your life. You have been living. It's a good time to step aside.
Take over. Take over. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over.
I am under the end of my pain.
season. Congratulations. Congratulations. I am seeing things like fail. I'm seeing things like fail. Hearing from people. And I see them stepping out from it. It's a new season for many of you. You have been hidden for long. You have been hidden for long. Your destiny is about to be unveiled. It's an unveiling. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you manifest forcefully. Holy Ghost. Begin to number people now. Begin to number. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Help them. At the back, the Spirit of God is changing men, is changing women. I see fire on your head. Oh, Holy Ghost. I said at the back, ushers, go to the back. The hand of the Most High, is doing a quick work. I see a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. He says, you have spoken about me. Now allow me to come upon them. A fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Touch them now. Holy Ghost, overpower them. Overrun them. Overflow them. Hey, it's a river. You can't contain it. It's a river. You can't resist it. Let eternal river flow in my life once again. Let eternity be so. River flow. Oh, the Holy Ghost is filling them up again. He's filling them up again. Can you close your eyes where you are? Oh, it's a fresh baptism. There are so many of us, the Holy Ghost has convicted, and He says, submit to my government now. He says, surrender to my reign now. So many of us, the Holy Ghost is calling your name now, and He says, submit now. Wherever you are, just raise your hand above your head. We can't come forward. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ancient mantles, ancient callings, ancient anointings, ancient mandates, continuation of old wells, old wells, old wells. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Begin to touch now. Begin to raise an army now. Begin to number captains now. By your touch, by your touch, by your touch. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere. The prophetic stream is happening. The prophetic stream is happening. A father, be open. Be open. I'm seeing new ministries. New ministries. I see it as a crown. I see it as a crown. And now, oh Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. By fire. Visit your people now. Begin to set them on fire. Begin to burn out. Begin to consume. Is happening here now. Your name is changing. Your identity is changing. They are changing your garments. No more shame. It's a season for honor. There is a river whose stream makes it flow. The city of God. Voices. As the river flows, it begins to bring every debt into life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. As the river flows, oh, over your life. What has died in your life? One more time. As the river flows.
As the river flows.
See the river flowing. See it flowing. See it flowing. See it touching your health. Your health. Your health. The river is touching your resources. Your finances. The river. As the river flows. Thank you.
let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Flow, let it flow right here, right now. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow.
Apologize for the time. We must pray for the sick this night. The Lord told me that sicknesses will vanish like night and day. You are here, and the word of the Lord has come strongly to you, and you know the Holy Ghost insists that you submit your life to his government from today, and you want to come under Jesus and say, I live for you from today. Wherever you are, please run out. Run out. Run out. I need Jesus. I need him. Come. I need Jesus. Come. I want that thing you are talking about, man of God. I want that Holy Spirit. That one. I'm in you, Lord. You are in me, Lord. We know. Hey! There's none that's wrong with you. I'm in you, Lord. You are in me, Lord. I will never, ever hear. Everybody who has consciously made that decision, I celebrate you. It's a new season. It's a new beginning. For everybody who have come out in the hall, and those who have come out in the overflow, everybody who are making this decision also in their respective places online, say this prayer with me wherever you are following us. Say, Lord Jesus, I submit to you. I lay my life down. Be my Lord. Come on, say it. Be my Lord and my Savior. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again. I am crucified in you. Nevertheless, I live. The life that I now live, I live through the faith in you. I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that I am saved and I am a child of God. Congratulations to everybody. Congratulations. There are two prophetesses in these people that came out now. Two. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Your dreams will be open now. You see, you used to forget them. You used to forget them. You had access into time. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it there. There is one brother among you. You are a kingdom financier. I see your hand gathering. You are gathering. You are gathering. You are gathering. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Don't let these ones go. Let your jealousy come upon them now. Holy Ghost, touch. 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 Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. I see a sight in the spirit. Please accommodate this visitation. It's not normal for us to stay this late, but there is a particular emphasis. I see a sight. I see somebody buried alive. I see somebody buried. I'm seeing the person like they are under the ground, and the coffin is locked, and there is sand on it. By the hand of the Holy Ghost, by the hand of the Holy Ghost, an intervention now. We unearth that wickedness. Holy Ghost. Everybody here that has been tied, the fire of the Lord is burning all the ropes, burning and melting all the chains. You are delivered at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Now. Holy Ghost, give me power. 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 I challenge demons. I challenge curses. I challenge all kinds of yokes and stagnation, all kinds of affliction. I command sicknesses in the bodies of people. I command all kinds of diseases out of their bodies now in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of infirmity. The spirit of infirmity will run out of 5 people. 5. 5 the number I see. The spirit of infirmity. It is a spirit responsible for sickness. All kinds of sickness. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, move, 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 move. Please help them, outside, outside. We break the hold of sickness. Be free now. We want to program. We want to program favor over you now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, may the incense of favor, like a perfume, saturate your being. Saturate your being. Saturate your being now in the name of Jesus Christ. I release favor upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Suddenly doors will listen now. Doors will listen to you now. I can see a strong man. I see him laying claim to a lady, calling her his wife. Holy Ghost, help me find out your daughter. Help me find out. Jesus. I set you free now. Now. Help that lady. Everything that is impossible in your bloodline, that has never been done, that you are aspiring for, and you are thinking, how can it be? The grace to break records, the grace to shatter records, the grace to shatter records, the grace to set new records upon you now in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the midst of his people, is mighty. He has shifted our seasons. He had pushed people into new realm of operation. The things you have been running from since, you now know who you are. Some of you are going back home. It's the same situation waiting for you, but it's a different you that is coming now. Some of you, under the sound of my voice, you are going back to go and meet all the depression, all the, the pain, all the scarcity, and you go to meet them and say, give me time. I have found a way. Though thy beginning be small, thy latter end shall be greatly increased. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Ushers, please help the people under the anointing. Help them, please. Let's quickly coordinate ourselves and close. Thank you. I hear the word of the Lord. He says, no more would you be termed unwanted. No more. People will start seeking you now. No more would you be rejected. The oil. Is an oil. Favor is an oil. He says, that is why the maidens seek you. It's an oil. It has come upon the head of many. Only you know that there is a program at work. It's like an application that has been installed. You can't reject me again. I carry favor. Be conscious of these things. I carry favor. Thank you, Father. Be conscious. Be conscious. Be conscious. I am persuaded. Listen. I am persuaded. Our lives will never remain the same. I know. We have stepped into a new place. You have crossed a line. Listen. Give me your attention. We are closing, but give me your attention. Under heaven, I tell you the truth as it is. I was walking some years ago by this and one Sunday market across that road. I was minding my business walking, and a man saw me, walked up to me, stood in my front and pointed at me and said, "You are not a god. The devil is the god of this world." That was on a Saturday. How many of you remember I shared when it happened that time? On a Friday, which was a day prior to that encounter, we thought on a matter called year gods. So I carried that consciousness on my inside. And a human being that you think is a human being like you could discern your new reality on the strength of what you now believe and what you are conscious of, and is threatened enough to come and warn you, "You are not a god. The devil is the god of this world." And he turned and walked away. I said, "So this thing that I am imagining, it is a threat? Can you tell yourself I'm a god?" See, I know only a few people said it, but for some of us, we are the only God some people will ever see. Let your light so shine that men may see and then glorify your Father. Father, we thank you. Thank you for accepting us in your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you accept our substance also. Use it for the advancement of your kingdom. And give us wisdom as stewards of these resources to please you in how we use it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can cast your offerings and your tithes. God bless you. Grace of God, by this time tomorrow, we will be at Lagos to bring witness to God's counsel for the season to that space. Myself and other erudite ministers of the gospel, I think the people I can recognize there, Peter Sino Kopi, those powerful women of God. Please, to all of our online viewers who reside around that space, make it a point of duty to locate the venue as it promises to be a time of revival. The Lord will be doing us good and He will be giving us marching orders as regarding His purposes for the season. And God's willing, our Narayi crusade is coming up on the 24th and 25th of June 2023. Who is excited? I want to encourage every one of us. Solemn Assembly is here, and so by the grace of God, we will be planning and preparing for that conference. All preparations have started. Every department, you know, are already working towards that conference. So I am advising that we give towards that conference. You know, it costs us a lot to host that conference. The hall we are using for the Solemn Assembly is Proview Hall. For those 2 days alone, you know, it costs a lot. And then, you know, we have to make plans for logistics, for accommodation, for, you know, welfare for the ministers and all of that, and publicity. So please, don't just continue to think that the ministry will foot all of those bills. I know that it's a custom we have here because nobody ever asks you to give. I don't think it is healthy that, you know, you still see needs in the house and you don't meet it. So please, make it a point of duty to be a part of these things. Give towards it, and God will continue to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. We've come to the end of our meeting. I love you guys. God bless you.
I overcame. Hallelujah. He won the victory. Hallelujah.